Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Drunk Before Noon. I am one of your main hosts, Captain Sleeper. Of course, we have Puke with us. What's up, Puke?
What's going on?
And we have Whiskey Pete.
Whiskey Pete here. What's up?
And Token Squared.
I'm so high right now, I have no idea what's going on.
And guess what? We have two special guests with us. We have Issues. What's up, Issues?
What's going on, man?
And we have fucking Jen and Juice.
Jen and Juice? June and Juice.
I believe it's June and Juice.
Hey, guys.
It's definitely June and Juice.
Hey, guys. Thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for listening to us.
What's your favorite color?
I remember when I had Down syndrome.
Hey, thanks for listening to us and thanks for downloading us. We really appreciate your guys' support out there. Of course, we're going to jump right into it. Let's get right into it. Myself as Captain Sleeper, I went to Montana this week, so I have some issues about
that. How was it?
It was good, but
pretty flat, I guess.
So you guys tell me what it was. So obviously, when I travel, I get one room. That's the way I work. I mean, I get one bed. I don't get two beds.
Is it queen size?
Absolutely was.
It's not the point what it is. It's size it was, all right? I get one bed in my room.
I always get a twin bed. I wonder where my brother is.
See, I don't get that. I get one bed in my room.
I know where he's at. Not here. He's in Hawaii now.
40 ounce is never here.
Not 40 ounce lives in Hawaii.
Not gonna be here anymore.
Naga.
No. But I get one bed in my room, so my ex was like 20 minutes away from where I live, so I didn't want to drive back and forth because her truck was in the shop.
Oh, it's time to get a fluffer. 20 minutes, I mean, come on.
So, I mean, she slept in my room. She slept in the same bed. I mean, no, it wasn't like that.
Were you playing R. Kelly?
Are you kidding me?
Hide in the closet. Come in the closet. I'll pee on you.
No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. I was.
You were chivalrous.
I was respectful. I wasn't. But you've been. If you're married to somebody for. I was married to her for 7 years, known her for 8 years. I mean, how would you feel about it?
I would have played 20 toes with her.
So I try to be respectful, and, you know, she has a boyfriend, I'm assuming, you know. I don't have any, but I'm assuming she
has. You have a boyfriend, too. I mean, you have a boyfriend.
But I'm assuming she has a boyfriend, so, I mean, all
get
in
to
all,
the story. Let's hear it.
All right, all in all, I think it was okay. You know, the fact that her and I slept in the same bed. And I don't see any problem there, you know.
Pinky in or pinky out, bro?
Yeah, for real.
I didn't have any pinky in.
Oh.
She literally just slept in the same bed?
She slept in the... What, is there a problem?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah.
Really? Why wouldn't you do that, though?
Because if you're sleeping in the same bed with a chick, that's engaged all the way.
It's not. If it's your ex, why wouldn't you sleep in the same bed? Why wouldn't you sleep in the same bed as your ex?
The battle is won. It's time to win the war.
No woman is not asleep in my bed unless she's ready to put out.
I am spotted!
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's your ex, though.
Well, I would never be in bed with my ex.
Well, why not? She has a... Okay.
Obviously, I hate her if she's my ex.
No, let me clear this up.
No, it's different when she's the mother of
my child. She's a mother of my child. I mean, she's a mother of my child. She's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have feelings for her because she's a mother of my child.
Honestly, I would have slept on the floor.
Really?
Yep. Mm.
So that was another option.
I would have told her, pinky in or
but it's
get
your
the
room,
out.
Though. But it's your room. Out. Why
if
would
you? If you're going to be nice enough to let her stay over, then obviously you're a decent guy. If you're that decent, you're decent enough to sleep on the floor because you obviously give your bed to the woman.
Yeah. I didn't see it like that.
Once again, chivalrous.
I thought, you know, hey, me and her had like bad shit in the past, like. Hey, I'm gonna let her sleep in my bed because I don't want to drive fucking 30 minutes out of my way to go pick her ass up.
Wait, sleeping in your bed that you paid for?
I did, yeah.
This was a queen.
So nothing's changed.
Well, it's a lot has changed. I mean, it wasn't.
Why couldn't she pay for it with all your money?
True that.
That's a good point.
If she didn't want to go home, she could have rented her own self a fucking hotel room.
She was broke, so
no, dude.
No!
I don't know.
No way!
She was
no way!
She was broke, so where'd your money go?
Yeah, for real. I don't know. But you know, if it's your ex-wife, let's be honest, your guy's ex-wife, you would sleep in the same bed with her.
I feel like your argument is stating like that you had sex with her and you're trying to prove to us, okay, but you didn't have sex with her.
I didn't have sex with her.
And that's weird.
Why is that weird?
Because I would have done it.
It's your ex-wife, and she might have a boyfriend.
If it
so
was
what?
Like,
well, if it was how often you in Montana?
At least try.
Yeah, that's her problem. If she has a boyfriend and she's sleeping in bed with another dude,
it's not like she was on Facebook and tagged you in your fucking bed at fucking the motel,
McGabe's room.
Maybe, but that wasn't the point. The point was for me to spend time
sleeping.
The point was for me to spend time with my daughter, which I did, and we got along.
If I was sleeping in my ex-wife's room, my new wife would be in there too.
Really?
Oh yeah, smart man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
Montana's really close to Utah.
A new woman is going to be okay with you sleeping with your ex-wife.
Well, she better be, or she's not my new woman. You know what I mean? And I am half Mormon, so that's kind of okay.
It's not though. Let's be honest here. All right, let's be totally honest here. All right, I'm not the only one who feels this way.
I would not let a woman sleep in my bed with me unless shit's gonna happen. If it's a friend or someone drunk, you sleep in my bed, I'll take the couch, I'll take the floor, I'll sleep in the fucking bathtub. But if we're sleeping in bed together, shit's going down.
All right.
Because if you're in a relationship, I know for a fact the one that you're with, you don't get it every time you sleep in the same bed as her.
But if the intentions are there, I can. I will.
But the intentions weren't there, though, is what I'm saying.
All I have to say is, if she was willing to do the deed, she was also there
she
to
wasn't,
succeed.
Though. I'm not saying.
I'm just saying.
All right. There's only a few of us here on the podcast who are actually married. So let me ask a few who are actually married. God forbid they get divorced.
I'm out.
Don't ask
God
me.
Forbid they get divorced. Will they sleep in the same bed as with their exes? Go ahead, Whiskey Pete.
What are you asking me?
If you would sleep in the same bed...
Your question was literally just there.
He's that drunk.
would I
sleep in the bed with your mom? Yes.
With your exes, you dickhead. Well,
that's what I said. With
it better
your mom,
be a big bed because I'm there
yes,
too.
Yes, I would. Right. I would definitely sleep in the same bed as
fuck
your mom.
Fuck Whiskey Pete.
Today.
Hey, let's move on to puke.
I don't plan on having an ex-wife.
I know you don't, but I'm saying if you had that... I didn't plan on having an ex-wife.
If I had an ex-wife, then I wouldn't really want to talk to her as much as possible.
Dude, but...
So therefore, I would not...
But you have kids, though.
Then I would get my kids.
I talked to Captain's mom on the reg, and she's my ex, so...
You I can vouch for that, because most of the time I'm there when he calls her.
Yeah.
She's not. Anyways.
Hey, that's a lie, because I never call her. She calls me.
Anyways.
I meant when they conversed.
Moving on to Token Squared. Token Squared, would you?
What was the question again?
Oh my god, you guys don't pay attention.
Sorry, bro.
Would you,
all this shit's got me
would you sleep in the same bed as your ex?
Only if she's putting out, bro.
Really?
That's what of I'm course.
Well, your mom puts out. That's why I do it.
Fuck you.
If she's not gonna put out, there's no reason for her to be there.
But it's your ex-wife, and she lives 20 minutes away.
Okay, well, she can drive fucking 20 minutes.
She doesn't have a car.
Well, I drive her 20 minutes and fucking drop her ass off because I'm gonna go get some more tail.
In Mont.
No. Or drop her off halfway out of respect.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, so that happened, and then at the see, listen, I was having a great time in Montana. I really was.
No, you weren't. It's Montana, bro.
You were sleeping in the
Nobody
same bed
a great
as a woman, and you didn't fucking have. Well, I was there,
but
my daughter was there. Well, I know you never have sex with women, but I'm saying like you were sleeping in the same bed as
at least
a woman
once,
and you didn't have any sex with her.
The only reason you knocked her up is because she told you she was transsexual. Let's
like,
be honest.
Perfect woman. The only reason that you knocked her up is she was wearing a fucking safety vest and a construction
mat. The only reason you got mad at her is because she had flyer boots than you do.
What the fuck ever. Anyways, I was having a great time with her. Like,
and she was dressed as a fucking military.
Whatever. We got along. I was good until
you love her again. Until she took the hat off.
Listen,
she had long hair and it was all over from there.
She had a flat
no,
top.
I will always love her because she's the baby
because
mama. She's my baby mama.
Has a bigger dick than you.
No, she's my baby mama. So
and she's
I'm
the one who's in
her.
Charge, right?
She's not in charge.
You like being boss.
Just call her the boss.
She's not my boss.
Hey, the boss.
She's not your boss.
Hey,
she's
why is she boss. Under your phone as DABOSS?
What the fuck ever?
There's three S's on there. It's boss.
The boss.
Well, hey, she's not on the show. They gotta have a name, so I think we should call her the boss.
The boss.
She's not my boss.
That'll be her name. You don't refer to her as your ex anymore. She's now the
no,
boss.
No, we'll call her Kaboss.
I don't think it's Kaboss. I don't think it's Kaboss. I think it's DeWarden, bro.
She's not.
She's the
listen,
Kaboss.
She is
Kaboss.
She's my babe mama. So
no, Kaboss.
I'm always gonna have love
shut
for
your
her.
Mouth, Kaboss.
Hey, we're not gonna listen to your story unless you refer by the rules.
Yeah,
her name is Kaboss.
Hey, all shit aside, kill boss. Like,
all shit aside, what is this?
All shit aside,
like, all shit in the toilet. Please, let's do that.
All shit in the toilet.
I can agree with Captain because I just recently got back with my ex.
So you guys are both bitches.
Sure. Has nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
it
has
all,
nothing to do with that.
It's
but
all financial, my friend.
You have a whole different
smart
fucking
man.
Life.
You have a holy,
you're a mathlete.
Holy wiener because you are not the boss. But
well, I used to have a Prince Albert. That's why I have a holy wiener. So anyway, however, you have a whole different love for the mother of your child.
You
it's
do.
A whole different thing.
And you do too. Don't fucking lie. So do you, fucking.
That's
puke.
Why I'm married.
Exactly. If you were to get, God forbid, you would get divorced.
Not going.
No, not
going. I know, you're not going to, and I even hate to say that, but if you were, unfortunately, you would have a whole different love for that, for your baby mama, than you would have for
would
any other girl.
I would only jizz on her face, not no longer on her tits. You lost the tit jizz privilege.
You lost that respect.
Yeah.
You lost that privilege.
Let's be honest, though. You would have a totally different lookout for
Let's
her.
Let's be honest. Shut your fucking mouth.
I guess all right,
moving off this conversation.
Well, let me finish.
You have an end of the story. Let's hear it.
Yeah, let me finish. So, the end of my trip.
So, in the bed, this is me, Captain, talking. In the bed, she put a fucking strap on, and I was like, fuck it. You're my ex. Go for it. Put it in my ass. And she rolled the shit out of me for at least 27 hours.
No, that's not
didn't
what happened.
Didn't even see my daughter the whole time I was out there.
No,
and I got rolled in the butt about 37 times.
That's not what happened. So what happened was, at the end of the fucking trip, I had to drop her off in Cascade, which is about 20 minutes away from Montana.
And she made me give her the strap on.
Let me finish.
That's what she said. You're like, I'm trying.
So I had to drop her off in Cascade, which is about 20 minutes away from Great Falls, Montana. And she lives with some fucking fat bitch, like some really fat bitch. And supposedly this bitch hates me.
Can we call her Bob?
Can we call her Lickalot?
Let's call her by her real name, which is fucking Rita. She's a bitch.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, let's put it out there. I don't give a fuck about this bitch. Listen, I dropped her off. I was unpacking her bags. I was up on my way upstairs to her fucking trailer home on a fucking land that was
upstairs.
Shit. Yeah,
upstairs trailer.
Trailer home.
Upgraded trailer.
Exactly.
A good trailer.
Yeah, exactly. I was on my way upstairs, and my ex was like, "Don't open the door. Don't open the door." I was like, "Well, it's too late. My daughter already opened the door." I was like, "What are you gonna do?" So she's like, "This fat bitch like put on her jacket." And she was running outside. She's like, you need to leave. You need to fucking leave. She's like running outside, getting in my fucking face. I was like, bitch, you need to get out of my fucking face before you get dropped. And she was like, get in my face. She was like, you need to leave. You need to leave. I was like, listen, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to be here. I didn't know that.
So she's a lesbian.
No.
Did you tell her that?
So I was like, I didn't know I was supposed to be here. So what the fuck ever. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'll leave. You know, I don't want to start trouble so my ex won't get, you know, can't live there anymore. But then she started talking shit, and I was like, listen, you need to lose weight, you fucking fat bitch. She's like, my husband's inside. I'll call him outside. I was like, call him outside if you want to get him fucking dropped on the ground.
So she called him outside, and Captain dropped to his knees.
I was like, please forgive me. Please forgive me. No.
Well, I didn't know your fucking husband was such a sexy man, and I'm like...
No, she called him outside, and I was like, listen, you need to stop before you get knocked out. But I don't understand, like, I was cool to this dude way before this shit. Like, when him and I used to hang out, like, we used to drink together, we used to be cool. But now he wants to start acting shit, like he's fucking tough, and, like, get in my fucking face. My mom was in the car, and she got out of the car, and she was like, you need to leave my son alone. I was like, Mom, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, time out. Your mommy stood up for you?
Your mommy had your back. There.
You took your mom to Montana and you didn't take any of us?
Yeah, where did your mom
sleep? Listen, I'm not going to lie. My mom was there. My mom was like, you need to leave my son alone. I was like, Mom, get the fuck out of the way before I drop this dude.
Where was your mom in the hotel room?
My mom had her own room.
And the girl couldn't have slept with your mom?
No, because she had my aunt with her. My mom had my aunt.
She had a car full of thickens.
Do I have a driver's license? No, I had to have somebody who had a driver's license to drive all the way to Montana.
So, oh, touche.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? I had to have somebody with me.
All I know is shit got weird in the
Tell me if I did right or wrong. I walked away because I didn't want to. Listen, I could have dropped this fucking dude, but I didn't want to because I didn't want to start trouble for my ex.
Well, I would have dropped him.
Yeah. So you better not get in my face. Door. But listen, ex.
I'm retiring, so.
Your ex lives.
Shouldn't retire to champ.
I'm retiring to champ. Your ex lives in the house as the same person as the person you fucked up.
I would not. If I got a divorce, if my ex were to get a house, I would drop every motherfucker in the house just so I was in charge.
If I got a divorce, I wouldn't give a fuck about anybody that lives in that house.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I wouldn't care.
I don't fucking care about those people. Who cares? It's a divorce.
I don't care about those people. I care about her.
My kids.
I care about my kid. I wouldn't care about her
Listen,
anymore. My daughter
drop
was
her too. Exactly.
Like, no, you don't let me. My daughter was outside watching me,
and she'd think, "Wow, my dad's so bad. He's dropping motherfuckers." Like
my daughter's a girly girl. No, she was crying.
Yeah, right. She'd be like,
"I swear to God."
So she takes after you.
Oh shit!
Yeah, she does.
She definitely takes after you, girly girl.
But
yeah.
she was crying her eyes out. Like,
she'd be like, "Mom, don't fuck me down. I'll beat your ass."
Because no one's listening.
Honestly, if that was going down, this is the kind of person I am. I'd have been like, "Come out here, dude. I need to talk to you for a minute." I would have walked out around the corner, dropped the dude out there, drug him behind the dumpster. Left them there, and that would have been it.
But listen, if you can't have...
You're a bitch.
You're a cool dude, but...
You can't have your ex...
Do we have any hot topics this week? Because this is stupid.
Let me finish. You don't let me finish what I'm saying.
Right, that's what she said again.
Listen, if it was your ex living in a house that you don't have any control of, you would have to put your pride aside and have to do what you have to do.
Or take control.
Walk away from a fight.
Absolutely.
I walk away from fights all the time.
No matter what, no matter who it was, no matter if you can knock his ass out or not, no matter what the fucking bitch said to you, you have to walk away from that
fight. I always walk away from a fight after I beat the fuck out of
the winner.
With my arms held high. Hey, after I beat the fuck out of the other person, I'm like, I'm just going to walk away from this fight.
But you're not looking at it in a mature way, though.
I'm looking at it as a winner's way. Which
I would have done the same thing you did, but I would have done it a little manlier.
No, I get it. No, Captain. How did I not do it manly? I 100% give you. Like, there's two girls there. You're fearing for your life, so you walk away.
I'm not fearing for my life. No, there's no
life. The most important one was
his little girl.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the most important one.
My little girl was watching.
So forever.
So you should have, like, fucking stood up and, like, been
a man. No, she was crying before... When that bitch told me something.
You say, daughter and Kabas, get in the house.
So I tried to.
Then you drop that motherfucker,
right?
But
then she would be like, Daddy, you're so awesome. But she didn't get to say that.
I didn't want her to see that kind of atmosphere.
Oh, my daughter, no. That I'm the baddest motherfucker in the world.
See, it's not the point,
what
though.
What happens is, she saw that atmosphere. She saw you're a bitch right there.
She didn't.
Honestly. Oh, pfft.
Listen, my
that
daughter.
Shit will stick.
My that daughter stick. Called me the next day. She was like, "Daddy, you could have beat Mr. Adam up."
Mister.
That was his name.
I don't call him Mister.
She knows
I
respect.
Yeah,
I would have dropped it.
She knows respect, so that's what she calls him. That's what she calls him, Mr. Adam.
Sounds like Charles.
I would have got a phone call like, "Daddy, Mr. Adam is not waking up from the hospital.
Huh. You fucked him up,
Daddy." Mr. Adam is now being buried.
I don't know. I talk a big game, but I'm not a fighter.
Personally, I think I did the right thing.
I would have got a call. I would have got a call like, we have a collect call from Token Squared.
One accept. One, I would have fought in front of my daughter, which wouldn't have been bad.
No, it wouldn't have been.
Two, I would have went to jail in a racist fucking city the second time in my life, which is racist and motherfucker. So I would have been in jail the second time in my life there. So I think I did a good thing.
California.
I would have got arrested.
You're Mexican. You know you can get to California.
But I was kind of rested.
Yeah, at least once. How'd you do it? Run, jump, or swim?
I was born.
No comprende.
He's grandfather.
Right, that's why there's no good Mexicans in the Olympics.
Alright, so you guys don't agree with me.
Already over here.
You guys don't agree with me. That's fine. Hey,
I would have walked away, but I would have said, hey, dude, you know what? I'm going to be the bigger man and walk away, but get out of my face or shit's going to go down. To him, I would have said, you know, quietly aside, I'd have been like, hey, dude, I'm going to be a man and walk away, but you get in my face.
Like, no disrespect, I'm just driving my chick home. And... Or my ex-wife home.
I always try to explain myself.
Yeah.
I did too. I tried to tell him. I was like, listen, you don't want to call your husband out.
Because you're going to drop him. You're already threatening
him. I'm going to fucking drop him.
If someone said that to me, I'd be like, I'm up. I'm out the door. Drop me.
But it's a girl. It's a girl getting fucking pride in herself thinking, hey, my ex-husband's going to drop him. Which he's not.
Honestly, you know, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm old. I don't like fighting and shit. But... if it comes to that situation, you give everyone one pass. You tell him, hey, dude, get out my fucking face or I'm going to drop you. If he stays in your face, you drop the motherfucker. You give him one pass. One.
That's exactly what I was trying to do.
And did he back down after the one
pass? He did.
Okay, then that's
he did.
Good. Then
and
you
that's
did
the
right.
point I was trying to
then
say.
You did the right thing.
You did
because
it right.
Because I was trying to keep it respectful.
Yes.
I was like,
one
my
pass.
Daughter's here, my ex is here. I don't know what's going to happen when I leave. My ex might get kicked out of this fucking house. I don't want to leave with my ex getting kicked out of this house.
And your daughter.
Exactly. It's my daughter. I don't get... listen, regardless of what you say, you don't give a fuck after your ex after a while.
If she was homeless, she'd be living with you, though.
Exactly. She would, because she's my baby mama.
No, I mean your daughter would be living with you.
Oh, yeah,
no
she would.
No matter about the baby mama. Who...
Even my baby mama would be living with me. Yeah. I know
whatever.
Her. I've been married for her. I've been known her for since 8 years. You're gonna fucking be with her somehow. You know what I'm saying?
Pie smash nuts.
I wish it was a video
slap.
On this.
All right, let's move on because this is not
good. This episode is retarded.
All right,
what's like Captain?
What's next, Captain?
We have no layout for this podcast. We just let's go do it. So what's next, Captain?
I've been waiting to hear this story all day, and I'll tell you what,
I'm disappointed.
Disappointed?
Yeah.
It's not an
I'll tell you something that cool that happened.
Exciting story, it's just a story.
I'll tell you something cool that happened.
What happened?
So, this week, we all went on one of our week, right? And then, something amazing happened. Captain left for about a couple days.
That's amazing?
That was pretty badass. And then he came back, so the story ends.
Wait, is that the end of your story?
That's a depressing story.
Yeah, it depressed because you came back.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard.
I had to wake up at 3 in the morning because my little bitch-ass brother-in-law was fronting like he's going to kill himself.
What happens?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Let's hear the story.
He's been acting like a bitch for like the last
Spanish
couple
fly?
Months. Oh, yeah, Spanish Fly has been acting like a bitch. His girlfriend, not even wife, girlfriend, wants to break up with him because he's obviously...
Has a little penis?
I don't know if that's the problem,
small
penis? But it's always something like, I want to fucking kill myself. So, I got woke up by my wife at fucking 3 in the morning, like, come over here. You know what I told him? I said, dude, get the fuck out the house, put down your knife. Obviously, you're trying to fucking make a scene. And fucking just grow up. Be a fucking man, dude. Who cares? And you know what happened?
It escalated.
No, it didn't escalate. He ended up putting it down and fucking going, it's too cold outside. I'm going to go to sleep. Like, come on, bro.
It is too cold to die.
Yeah.
You're lucky because if it wasn't so cold outside,
like, come on.
I'm just
shit,
let me go down.
It's an attention scheme. Come on, guys. Fucking grow up.
Hey.
You fucking
man. Fuck that. I got something to say. Hey, you're going to kill yourself over a bitch, dude? Fuck that, dude. You know how many fucking girls there are out there? At least two.
Most of them.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck the one you're with. You know what I mean?
You gotta take June's juice approach. You do every chick that's over a two, and every chick gets one.
I'm gonna fill everyone in on my philosophy.
Give it to
Please
me.
Go ahead.
Here we go. I have no standards. I wouldn't even say low. I have no.
So lower the standards. No. Lower the standards. Up the odds.
On a scale.
Lower
the standards. Raise the stats.
That's right. What I'm saying. On a scale, a 1 to 10 scale, I believe every woman starts out with a 1. I like that. My minimum is a 2.
So if she can walk.
Hear me out. Every woman gets a 1 because obviously she's a woman. She has a vagina. She has tits and ass. Whatever.
Vaginas are nice.
If you can make a sandwich, if you can fold my shirts nice, if you smell good.
That's a point.
That's a point.
Every time. And you don't even need all three of those. You just need one of them.
Either one. If you have a car.
If you have a car.
If you can drive me.
And I don't have to pick you up.
So. I especially have to need that.
Sure. I totally told you earlier, if you're bisexual, plus 2, and if you're naked, plus 1.
I don't even look for that.
Oh, yeah, if you're naked, absolutely. 1, you're a 2.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
A naked 1 is automatically a 2.
Wow. I hate math as well.
So what I'm saying, every girl starts out with a 1, unless she's your ex, then she's a 0, and she's got to earn 2 points.
If she's your ex, she's a negative 4, so she has to work her way up to a 0.
No, that's like right. She's done shit to get her down to a -4.
That's right. If she's your ex, she's done some fucked up shit.
Who?
Sleeper.
Yeah.
She takes $2,500 a month from you.
That's not the point.
That's like -2,500.
So she has to work her way up.
She has to work her way up.
You gotta do some weird shit to work your way back from that.
Let's get weird.
Loud. All I know is she pays for my flight ticket once a month to go there. My flight ticket is $2,400.
And I'm his carry-on, so.
Yeah. She doesn't pay for it. Captain Sleeper pays for it.
Southwest says thank you. And I only have one rule when I go there. And that's
no rules.
That's it.
So my minimum's a 2. Anybody else feel the same?
Oh shit!
I got no input.
Hey, I'm all about lowering your standards to raise your stats, dude.
Or you can do Captain Sleeper style, like I said before.
And bang dudes?
Pretty much.
Number 5s and above?
if you're bi, it doubles your odds. Like, what?
To 50-50 chance.
5, that's a high number.
It's not a high number.
That's a high number. I consider myself a decent looking man. And why the 2?
If you're a 5, you gotta go at least 3 levels below.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're a 2, you're not gonna be my girlfriend. I'm not gonna be like, go hang out in public with you.
I'll just call you.
And hey, you can come over.
Alright.
I'll call you at 2 or 3 in the morning. I mean, like...
And let's get to the most important topic of obviously this week going to next week, the Super Bowl.
Oh.
The fucking granddaddy of all granddaddies.
Yeah, puke, what happened to your...
Hey, I'm calling it right now. Jay Harbaugh, the coach.
Jay Harbaugh.
Hey, you go ahead.
One of the Harbaughs is going to fucking take this shit.
Everything you got, Jay Harbaugh will win the Super Bowl. Hey, how awesome would that be as a conversation piece in like every Thanksgiving from fucking here on? Two brothers going head to head, it's almost like nobody loses.
I'll tell you right now,
for the next 10 years, that they will not be spending Thanksgiving together because I don't know if you know anything about football, but they play on Thanksgiving. That's good.
Because you're like, they play football?
Only 4 teams play on Thanksgiving. No, they're practicing or something like that. Only 4 teams play on Thanksgiving.
And one of them is the Detroit
Lions. It's usually the Cowboys, the Lions. Cute.
The Redskins.
Redskins.
Redskins, Cowboys
only play 4 times.
And who else?
Kansas City, I think.
It's Kansas.
Green Bay.
It's usually Detroit.
And fucking
Packers.
No, it's Detroit and the Cowboys versus whoever they play.
Yeah.
Hey,
always the Cowboys.
Detroit and the Cowboys.
Right. He's right.
What?
It's always Detroit. The Cowboys.
Detroit was original.
Cowboys always play on next year.
No, Detroit is original.
Well, it doesn't matter, but anyway.
Well, like there's always a New Year's Day parade.
Well, since Issues brought that up, let's go to Puke. I mean, Puke made his predictions about the Super Bowl. We all made our predictions, but Puke made his predictions about the Super Bowl, and people actually follow his betting cycle. So, what happened, man?
With what?
The Super Bowl.
It hasn't happened yet. How can you
I mean, you haven't. You didn't predict. You didn't predict Baltimore being there.
You yeah, he
predict,
did. He said Baltimore, but he didn't say the 49ers.
I
didn't say the 49ers.
He said 49ers.
No, I don't think you said Baltimore.
He said 49ers, but he did not say Baltimore.
He
no.
did say Baltimore.
I did not say Baltimore in the last podcast. Not the last one you guys did, but the one before that. But I came back to you guys 2 days later when we were getting ready to go to the gym, and I said I was doing some reading, and I think I'm going Baltimore, and personally went Baltimore and won money.
I told you, Baltimore. No, actually, we said it, and you told me. You were like, Token Squared's got it right. What did you say about Baltimore? I said Baltimore is New England's kryptonite.
Well, I just did some reading, and Joe Flacco is due, and I hate to say it as much as I hate Ray Lewis, the fucking... I know the 49ers are the favorite. I'm personally rooting for the 49ers. I'm not betting any money on this because everything's leading me to think the Ravens are going to win the
Super Bowl. All right, I'm a murder one fan.
So you're saying Ravens got Super Bowl.
Cracks.
I think the Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl. Okay.
Ravens will win the Super Bowl.
I want to murder one jersey.
Captain, you.
So.
Yeah.
You know shit about sports. Who do you think is going to win
the Super Bowl? I want to say the 49ers.
Okay.
Is it because of San Francisco?
Issues. Also, yeah,
exactly.
So, you don't know shit about sports. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
I know a lot about sports. I don't know particular stats and all that.
Okay, so
shit.
You know shit.
Who I'm going 49ers. I'm going 49ers.
So the two guys who don't know are going 49ers. Now I'm going to go ask everyone who knows about. Puke is going for Baltimore. I'm going to go ahead and go to Gin and Juice.
I'm
going to
go Baltimore all the way. All
right, and then I'm going to go with Togan.
I'm just a Ray Lewis fan.
I'm not even a Ray Lewis fan.
He's a murderer.
Ray Lewis is badass.
Ray Lewis
I'm not going to give that.
Ray Lewis will kill you in your sleep and fucking wake up and win the Super Bowl. Like, what's up?
That's a talented man.
But really, Baltimore, hey, offense wins games, defense wins championships.
Well, Frisco's got the better defense.
And Frisco's got a better defense.
Frisco's got a better pass rush. Offense. Better pass rush. All the other defensive stands go to Baltimore.
Okay, well,
I've looked at it.
All right, what about you, Whiskey Pete?
Well, Whiskey Pete says this. Okay, yeah, whatever you guys want to say, whatever you want about San Francisco. But Baltimore has a standing legend on their defense. You know, since they've been a team.
Since Baltimore,
yes. not the Colts, not the Baltimore Colts.
I'm not talking about Baltimore
Colts. Since the Baltimore Ravens,
Coast, but yeah.
Since the Baltimore, no, I don't know if you know, because that's how much you don't know. They used to be the Colts. The Baltimore Ravens, since they've been the Ravens, have been nothing but defense, right? Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, yes,
that's,
so that's true. Because of that long thing of defense, they, you know what, this year, San Francisco might have a couple better stats when it comes to pass blocking and shit like that. But when it comes to bottom line, Baltimore has a defense. The 49ers can't compete with that. And I'm saying, I called it a couple weeks ago, AFC will win the Super Bowl.
You were right.
All
right,
fine.
I agree with you.
I don't know, dude. I disagree.
Fine. We know that. Okay, I'm going to go a little more in depth than this on this because I know
Please
a little
do.
More than you
let's,
guys.
Let's put a final thought on it.
Okay.
Go ahead,
okay.
Duke.
San Francisco beat the Ravens this year earlier in the season. I can't remember what week it was, 5, 4, 6, something like that. Score was 9-6. This was Alex Smith as a quarterback. 49ers won the game. Okay, it's really, really fucking hard to beat the same team twice in a season. That's one reason I'm going 1 point to Baltimore. That point right there. Ray Rice is running out of his fucking ass. Ray Rice is going to run 200 yards plus in that football game.
Wow.
Promise
wow.
that.
If he does,
promise
that.
Wow. Okay, Joe Flacco. He's coming together. He's hooking up with Anquan Boldin on the reg.
Anquan Boldin's one of the best
hey,
receivers.
Anquan Boldin is going to burn
Boldin
that fucking
amazing.
Corner defense. You watch.
He's one of my
okay?
favorite receivers.
So you be watching Ray Rice, Anquan Boldin, Joe Flacco. Ravens defense gets it done, period. Bottom line. You held the fucking 49ers
History.
Last time you played
History.
Us to 9 fucking points. That's pretty fucking good. You lost the game 9-6. Not fucking 9 points. If you give up 9 points, you should win this fucking
9-6 is a fucking defensive game. All right, game.
So final thought. Puke gave his bet to the Ravens. All right, Whiskey Pete.
I just told
final
you the
thought.
Ravens.
Bet. What would you bet on?
I would put all my money on the Ravens. All
right. Jenny Juice?
I only
money.
Gamble with my life, not my money, so Ravens.
Token Squared?
I'd say Ravens. You know why? Joe Flacco does not make mistakes. He does not make mistakes. How
the
many
four
turnovers
guys
does he have
who
this year?
Know sports have been watching our whole lives. Now the two guys who don't.
All right, we'll go to issues. Final right. thought. Money, what would you put your money on?
I'm going Niners all in.
Captain Sleeper here, I'll go Niners.
Look, I think Ray Lewis fucking rushes in or watches the pass rush and everything like that. Kaepernick's gonna fucking take you out, dude. He's fast as shit. His whole
Kaepernick has a running game, but he hasn't played a defense like the Ravens yet. So we'll see.
You know what? What's Kaepernick's 40?
But he also has an arm. Accuracy.
Yes, Kaepernick has a 40, but Ray Lewis is faster. You guys need to look at this.
You guys can't all put it on Ray Lewis though. The fucking defense has a whole.
Ray Lewis was hurt when they lost against the Niners.
Ed Reed, exactly.
And Ed Reed, yeah. What Lewis don't have, Reed has. So you
Suggs, there's a fucking whole infantry of fucking badasses on that.
Baltimore
team
is dope. And the thing is, Joe Flacco does not make mistakes. Kaepernick does. Turnovers are going to be crucial in this game.
Crucial.
I guarantee the Ravens are going to make that happen.
Hey, it will. Kaepernick is not going to run like he's been running. He's going to get stopped. He's going to get fucking
all
hit.
All I know is the Ravens were who we thought they were. Mm-hmm. All fucking playoffs. We thought they were going to fucking not be who we thought they were, but they were.
All year.
They beat fucking Denver. They beat Denver.
Not all year.
Denver was...
in the playoffs, yes.
Denver was the most solid team in the playoffs. You are right about that. They were fucking dope. Yeah. But the Ravens kicked their ass pretty much.
When you say all year, you're wrong. The Ravens weren't who they were supposed to be all year. But when it comes to this, like the playoffs, because of who they weren't supposed to be in the regular year, they came up and were the Ravens of the past who we always thought they were supposed to be. So when you say, oh, yeah, they were all year, that's wrong. The Ravens came up in the playoffs, and they fucking were badass. When it comes to the season, they should have been way better. When it comes to the playoffs, they were sick.
I'd like to say 49ers, but, you know, that bandwagon's already full.
I'm not jumping on
the bandwagon. The bandwagon is full, but...
It's a bandwagon.
Look at the playoffs, okay? The 49ers, they had to play... Fucking, the last game they played. I'm sorry.
Green Bay.
Who was the last game they played?
They played the Falcons.
Yes. Falcons were beating them 17-0. They had to fucking work their ass off to win the game. Yeah. The game before that, Green Bay. Green Bay came out. Green Bay was beating them 14-7 for a while. Okay, so they're squeaking by. The Ravens, they did squeak by on Denver.
Yeah. But they
fucking murdered the Patriots.
I thought Denver was a solid team. You told me about it. I didn't really watch Denver very much this season, but Denver was solid.
No, Denver is
solid.
This is how I look at it. Denver is a sick team. Peyton Manning took that team, flipped it around, and made that team sick. But the Patriots came in, and this is what blew me away. Ever since the Patriots beat Denver, and they made Denver look like a high school team.
You mean the Ravens. But
No, he's talking about when Patriots played Denver.
Not Patriots.
No, earlier in the season, you're right.
What I'm saying is when the Ravens came in, they made Denver look like a fucking high school team.
Denver. They squeaked by Denver.
I know.
They made the Patriots look fucking ridiculous.
Well, this is what I'm thinking, okay? Okay, we all watched it. The score was close, okay? You guys want to say the score was close? That's fine. But the only reason the score was close, they had two fucking special team points, right?
He's right.
Two special team touchdowns.
They had a kick return for a touchdown and a punt return for a touchdown. That's the
You take those away, which is special teams, which is the third aspect, which to me... could change the game, obviously, but when it comes to the stats, when it comes to the stats, they made Denver look retarded.
They did.
Okay, so if Baltimore could do that to what I think was the best team in the NFL this year,
best two
offensively.
Shut your mouth. When it comes to what I think is the best team in the NFL this year was with Denver. Okay, if they made them look retarded, guess what that means to me? Baltimore is the best team in the NFL.
Baltimore is going to beat them. All right. I mean, you guys can think
we gave a final thought on everything. That means we move on.
This is not fucking...
All right, well, that's football. We got one more thing to talk about. Basket. Hockey. No, hockey. Hockey just started up.
Yeah.
Hockey just started up. Puke here, diehard Red Wings fan. We haven't started off too hot.
Bruins.
We're 500%, 2-2.
Maple Leafs.
We're playing undefeated Blackhawks tomorrow. We'll win, guarantee it.
So you're putting your word on it.
Yeah, no, prediction. Southern California teams, Ducks are going to be way better than the fucking Kings this year.
Ducks lost yesterday.
What about San Jose?
That's their first loss. San Jose's awesome.
They are.
San Jose's very awesome.
I'll give you that. I watch some hockey.
I'm talking Southern Cal, though.
I love hockey. That's
what we do down here.
I've been
to every sporting
crab event. Crab cakes and hockey. That's what we do.
I was up in Washington State, man. They love their hockey. They love it.
The Capitals are good.
I'm telling you, I've been to every sporting event. Dude. Hockey is the best time I've ever had. SoCal should be where hockey is at, dude.
No, but...
Like, Ontario Reign, dude, you can get a ticket for fucking $10, And the arena that they play at is, dude, it's like no other.
No, it'd be cool if they had ice down here.
Yeah.
My prediction for the hockey season.
Five or six Kings games, and I'll tell you right now, USC games are way better. Mm-hmm.
So predictions for hockey, the teams that I think you need to watch for this year, you got Pittsburgh, you got the Red Wings, you've got San Jose, you've got Anaheim Ducks are going to be solid this year. The mm-hmm. New Jersey Devils, and I can't think of the other one right
Predators!
Now.
Predators!
No, the Nashville's going to be okay, but they're just going to be mediocre. But on. They are going to win tonight against
did
Anaheim.
Did Nashville win tonight?
They're playing right now.
They're playing right now?
Yeah, it's 1-1.
It's going to be a good
game. The Rangers. The Rangers are going to be solid. And I hope I said the Blackhawks.
Anaheim got killed by the Canucks yesterday, dude. They couldn't block any type of like decent or defensive.
You know why? Because most Canadian teams are dope at fucking hockey. Because they don't play football. They play fucking hockey.
Yeah, but I mean, look at all your American players. KFL. They're all from like fucking Sweden, CFL, Russia,
mostly.
Yeah, like. You don't really have too many American hockey players.
All right, but hockey just started. Let's get back into basketball real quick. I just want to ask everybody around the table here. We got a lot of people that are diehard Laker fans in this room.
Yeah.
And, do you honestly? I'm going to start with Captain Sleeper. Do you think the Lakers are going to make the playoffs?
If they played against Utah the same way during the rest of the season, I think so. Yes.
It's not going to happen.
If they play, like I said, if, it's a big if, but if they play the same way they played against Utah, they'll definitely make the playoffs. Because the way they played against Utah, they were sharing the ball, they were doing the right things, passing the ball when it needed, and scoring the way they should have. So yes, I do agree.
Look,
so,
just
I will
like
bet
the way,
you $100 they don't make the playoffs right now.
Boom.
It's a tempting bet.
Do it. Fucking pussy.
So you won't do it.
$100. I would do it.
You would or you're going to?
What's $100 to
might
you?
Do it.
The viewers what's $100 to Luke?
The viewers want to know. Are you in or are you out?
They're in. Oh, handshake.
And the bet is on.
All right.
I forget. I forget who the Lakers played yesterday, but...
They played Utah. Right? Yeah, they killed. They beat the shit out of Utah.
Yeah, they made Utah
by 18 points.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if Kobe still keeps staying on the defensive end rather than offensive, and you know, setting up the assists and everything like that.
You said offensive twice, but go ahead.
What is?
He stays off the offense and stays on the offense.
All right.
Anyway, if Kobe keeps setting up the assists rather than trying to take all the shots, I think they have a great fucking shot when they have Steve Nash and Kobe. Dwight Howard and Pau Gasol fucking straight there right at the basket, you're going to get 2 points automatically, and when you have the fucking shooters on the outside, it's going to look great.
First off,
however, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Kobe's the best to ever play in the NBA, period.
That's because you're a Lakers fan.
And no, it's not only because of that.
All right, I'm going to give you guys each... You want to talk about the Lakers still?
I want to talk about the Lakers. Right. The Lakers will make the playoffs if Kobe... can play like he played the other night, where he's a contributor rather than trying to be a scoring champ, and he is trying to get everyone involved, getting his rebounds, his assists. He's never played like that his whole career. He's not going
to change. Are you serious?
He's not going to change his game. He's not going to change his game right now to fucking make them a playoff team.
You're ridiculous right now.
I'm ridiculous.
You are.
I'm ridiculous.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard.
You're
the one who just lost $100.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Cap, you pretty much
just
lost it. You
started watching basketball 2 years ago.
Never.
You
pretty much just
never.
Lost it. What? Okay. Heat Pete. That's it. Go ahead.
I just want to say I was a Dwight Howard fan until he was on the Lakers.
You're dumb. Shut up.
All right. Steve Nash.
Whoever the Lakers are playing against, that's my favorite team.
This is what I got to say. They played against Utah, okay? And, like, yeah, the Lakers did good and shit, and they have all these star players on them and shit. Say what you will. Kobe is supposed to play his part, you know what I mean? Fuck all this bullshit. We got Steve Nash. Steve Nash is supposed to be the fucking guy who passes the ball and sets up Kobe. And he's just not doing it, dude. He's not doing what he's supposed to do. Kobe's supposed to be the dude who's scoring all the time. And he's just not doing it. Like, you know what I mean? He's
not. Got two people covering him all the time.
Shut your mouth.
Who, Kobe? So,
yes,
no.
He does.
No. Dwight Howard is on there. So, Dwight Howard is not the guy who we thought he was supposed to be.
No.
So, listen to me. Now, if the five starters on the Lakers were as amazing as they're supposed to be. Okay, that's cool. But the problem is the bench on the Lakers sucks dick. That's what it's all about. Okay, the stars on the Lakers, and put your fucking hand down, issues. It's not a fucking classroom. Okay,
so you know I want
to. So anyway, but you don't know anything about sports, so we're not talking to this. But anyway, when it comes to the Lakers, okay, the five starters, okay, first off, one, all five of them, including Kobe, are not doing what they're supposed to do. But that's not the point. Because of how good they are, even at their worst, they're still good five players. They're still a good five players. Okay, they
too
are.
Too many Chiefs, not enough. Okay,
yeah, they are
that's
a good five players.
Fucking what I was gonna say.
But you
God damn it.
You did it. You just put your hand up like an hour for like
for
like,
an hour.
Yeah, but anyway,
I should have just spoke it out.
But you didn't. So, but the bench, which is basketball, and you know, well, I'm sorry. Let me say who I'm pointing to. When I say puke nose and token nose, fucking the bench is what wins the fucking game. And if you don't have a bench, you don't have a game. So the Lakers don't have a bench. Their bench,
they got rid of
are
the bench.
The
all the teams are beating their ass.
The bench, the Lakers bench are now the Clippers.
Oh, yeah.
So guess what?
Yep.
LA belongs to the Clippers this year, guys.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying. All right. I agree. All
right. Hey, we spent enough time on the Lakers.
Agree.
I want to stay on basketball though.
All right, go ahead.
I want to know if you had to pick two teams that I'm going to give you two chances, okay, to pick the NBA champion right now.
You can't say the
pick?
Lakers.
And you're going first. Cabin sleeper.
That would be hard.
Okay, I'll go. I'm gonna say Memphis Grizzlies.
Memphis
Grizzlies. Or Thunder.
Okay, see.
Wow.
You're tripping balls.
One or the other.
You're tripping
that's
balls
a,
right now.
Yeah, that's a tough I would
Clippers
say,
are gonna be up there, but they're not gonna win it.
I would say I hate to say it, but I would say
Lakers?
No, I won't say Lakers, unfortunately. I would say Miami or OKC.
Heat peak. It's all day heat peak, bro.
You guys watch the Grizzlies, okay?
I've watched
the fucking Grizzlies.
I did, but they're not going to make it past playoffs.
I'm saying
playoffs are a whole different story. You got to understand. A
when
seven
you're
game
playing,
series is
no.
totally different than the fucking
yeah,
regular season.
When you're
season.
Playing on that level,
exactly.
you're not going to make it. Okay, I mean, Memphis Grizzlies are not going to make it.
It's going to be a rematch of last year.
You think so? Heat?
Heat peak, of course.
Yeah, Heat versus.
Course.
Yeah.
OKC.
I
it's going to be
OKC.
Heat peak.
I like
OKC.
OKC
and
it's
Miami.
Gonna be heat, it's gonna be heat beat though.
And I wish, I pray to God,
I
it was. I
guarantee you.
I pray to God it was Lakers, but it's not gonna be.
I said it's Clippers. Clippers are gonna make it.
You
it's
know
not
what?
A bad choice. It's not a bad choice.
Clippers
are not gonna
make
it,
but it's gonna be probably OKC because they've got the bench. Clippers, their bench is dope, but Chauncey Billups is not the same because he's got
yeah.
a fucking blown Achilles, bro. I mean, come on.
Yeah, not only that, but they're star players. All right.
Well,
like
I'm calling the finals. As Thunder Heat, and I don't know who's
going
to win that.
Heat Pete, bro. I'm telling you. You know why? Because they'll do anything they have to do to win, and they picked up the parts they needed.
The problem with the Clippers,
the things they needed last year.
The problem
year,
with the Clippers to me
up.
Is they're going to have the best season they've ever had, obviously, ever.
Yeah.
And they already have. And the problem with the Clippers is they don't have the experience in the playoffs, and playoffs, and we all know that any sport will.
Playoffs?
Everyone besides you two. No, what happens with playoffs and experience is, well, you know, if you don't have that experience, you're going to get screwed over in the playoffs. Like, you know, no matter, because we've all seen it, the 15-0 teams, the fucking 40-0 teams, like, they don't win if they
pass
don't have that experience. You know what I'm saying?
A seven-game series is totally different when you're playing one game that night, another game the next night. People are tired.
Yeah.
You've got
to
have a bench.
When it comes down to it,
you've got to.
It comes down to the coach and the experience of the players on the team.
And
when it comes down to it, I'm sorry, CP3, fucking, what's his nuts on all the commercials?
BG.
Blake Griffin. BG. Those motherfuckers will not win the playoff games.
See, that's why I always agreed with 40. I was about to
let Chris Paul fucking rest up right now, dude.
Chris
it
Paul's
don't matter.
Cool.
He's a
Chris
badass.
Paul's not going to do it.
He's not going to do it. He will not. He won't. The Clippers won't ever be a champion.
But
they
I'm not
going to
lie.
I'm saying right now, the Clippers will have a. They're going to be great for the next 5 or 6 years, but they will never, ever wear a ring.
You know what's funny? The Clippers are good, and Chris Paul's really great, but Norris Cole is going to D him up and hold him to less than 8 points, less than four
Listen,
fucking assists.
This is why I always agree with
so
40 Ounce about our coach for the Lakers.
You love fucking sucking Laker
No, because I agreed with him because of our coach who he chose.
Mike D'Antoni?
Yeah, he's a fast-paced coach, and we can't have that anymore. All of our players are old.
I have a question.
I'm not going to lie. All of our players are old.
If you had the opportunity to
just suck Kobe's dick, no, yes, I would.
I wasn't even going to say that.
We didn't have to call you gay tonight. You just
I didn't mean it like that.
If you had the opportunity to suck dick, you would. All right.
I didn't mean it like that. That's what I'm
not even going to answer. I'm not even asking my question now.
The podcast is over.
Yeah.
And in.
Catwoman Sleeper is a cocksucker.
That's not what I meant.
We're probably going to end up re-recording now.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You can build bridges all your life. You could grow up building bridges. Your dad could be a bridge
builder.
But
if it doesn't lead to a dick, you're not going
to. But
over
if you
it.
Suck one dick, you're known the rest of your life as a dick sucker, not a bridge builder.
I'm not going to suck Kobe's dick. But go on. Go on with your story.
That's a great philosophy, Russ.
Go on with your question, dickhead.
I already forgot what I was going to say.
You but I'm just telling you the old case of too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. That's the Lakers' problem. And that's the bottom line.
It is, but...
No. Now, let me finish. If you look at the fucking Grizzlies, okay? There's no big names on that. Randolph, Gay... I mean, seriously.
What are you talking about? Rudy Gay is fucking...
Oh, they're badass. I know they're badass.
Rudy Gay is a big name.
Yeah, but...
Rudy Gay's been a big name since fucking college.
Do you know Rudy Gay, Steve?
No.
He doesn't listen to sports.
Who's Steve?
That's what I'm saying. Look, okay, Steve, do you know Kobe Bryant?
Who?
Look, you know Kobe Bryant?
No, okay, actually...
And I mean, yeah.
I've known Rudy Gay since college, bro. Rudy Gay was dope in college.
I understand that.
Exactly.
But not a normal person knows.
I haven't liked the Grizzlies since...
If you like basketball...
Final thought. Final thought. We end it. End of story. Best player to ever play the game in the NBA. I'll go with Whiskey Pete.
Jordan.
Dumb.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, shit. I should have said that.
Ugh. Issues. Go ahead.
Honestly, I'm going to have to fucking pass. Because just like everybody else says, I don't watch basketball enough. I watch particular games because they are pre-recorded.
So you don't know.
I should have went with Kareem. As far as stats goes, because I love the shoes and all that shit, I want to go Jordan.
So,
but I like Kobe.
You're saying Kareem?
I'm going with Kareem too.
All right, Token Square.
Jordan, best all around. If you're talking fucking scoring, Will Chamberlain, you guys are fucking up.
Okay. Chamberlain's good. I think
Kareem. No.
All right. This is final thought, so we're going with Jen and Juice.
I'm either going to go with Dr. J or Dominique Wilkins.
Okay,
Wilkins. You're fucking up, too. Why don't you guys look at some stats? I got it right here on my phone.
This is the final thought. This is the final thought.
I'm going to pull it out.
You can't add to it.
Hey, put your dick away.
Yeah, this is final thought. Final thought, Captain Sleeper, Kobe Bryant. Why? Why?
Because you want to suck his dick?
That's not the point. That's not the point.
Proven.
There's no other
1,000 listeners off of that.
There's no other defense.
But you gained 1,000 prop.
You guys gonna let me finish?
Prop eight supporters.
There's no other fucking defense that ever been like designed around one player in the whole NBA
except
history.
For Michael Jordan.
That's
never.
Right. I want to talk about
never.
Stats.
Not even Michael Jordan.
Are you kidding me?
Are you ridiculous?
Are you kidding me?
There was no
you,
defense designed around Michael Jordan.
Basketball.
Are you kidding me? I watched Michael Jordan the whole time growing up.
Have you read the Jordan
the
rules?
The whole time.
Have you read the Jordan rules?
Are you kidding me?
That's right.
Jordan was
everything Jordan I was.
Okay, here it goes.
I want to hear everything. You guys and your stats.
Okay,
what do
I have to do with...
Ask
Fortium. Here's your stats right here, okay?
I won't talk.
Okay, 10 scoring titles, 9 all defensive first teams, 6 NBA championships,
but it
5
just,
yeah. league MVP
and
titles,
all
3
all-star
MVP titles, 2 Olympic gold medals.
No
one.
Defense
one.
Was designed
highest,
around Michael Jordan.
Highest career
yes.
scoring average.
No, that's there wasn't. Started.
Highest career scoring average. 30.
Hey, you're going off.
Can I talk?
30.1 points per game.
I want to tell
you what the next
stats.
Was. You know what the next career scoring average is? 26 points. You know how hard it is to do 4 points throughout your whole career.
I know.
Jen and Juice.
I'm going to tell you something about stats right now. I'm going to tell you something about stats.
Okay.
Stats have to do with the team you're on. Also, if your team can't get you the ball, you're not going to score.
And then I'm going to
I'll
go
tell you what.
Reference Barry Sanders, greatest running back ever to live.
I would agree with that. He was on a shitty fucking team. Yep. Your team has to do with your stats.
He should have traded a
I'll
long
tell you what.
Time
MMA,
ago.
If Captain Sleeper was 17-0 fighting the MMA and I fought him, I'd kick the shit out of him 17 times. Doesn't matter what his fucking stats are.
True that.
That's one-on-one.
But Jordan's, in MMA, it's a
It's a puncher's chance. Your stats have to do with who's on your team also.
In MMA, it's only one person.
That's what I'm saying.
Points per game have to do with who's on your team.
Absolutely. If Jordan couldn't get Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, solid fucking backup, Steve Kerr, what about when he was on the Wizards?
I guess I
would.
Wizards doesn't count. He sucked.
Because no one could get him the fucking ball.
30.1 points per game.
Listen. At what 30.1 points a game get you the greatest NBA player of all time? No.
No.
It's the best average ever.
Stats have to do with your teammates.
Okay, hey, it's a personal opinion. Yours is fucking Michael
Jordan. We gave a final thought.
Mine is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Hey, we live by our final thought.
I have my reasons. You have yours.
We live by our final thought.
Name your reasons, though.
We already gave our final thought.
He's awesome. I just named off like fucking nine things.
You looked him up.
No, I didn't look him up. I would like to say one more thing. I went to the Nike campus. Michael Jordan, best player to ever play the game. It's right there.
I would like to put one more thought into this. Put Kobe Bryant on the fucking Sacramento Kings. I guarantee his stats wouldn't even be half as what they are. Yeah. It all has to do with your teammates.
Curry would eat him up.
Probably be the same thing because Kobe's a fucking scoring machine, like I said earlier. Unless he plays where he fucking dishes assists and plays defense, his team's going to be garbage forever.
All right. That was our final thought. Final thought means stop talking after that shit.
So you can be recording.
So we can change the fucking subject.
This is going to be redone.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's good.
It's fine.
Nah, it's not.
So what's up? What's next?
I want to know what movies you guys watched this week.
Tinkerbell Gangster Squad.
Yeah, there you go. Alright, so what'd you think about it?
You know, honestly, wasn't impressed.
Why?
Was not impressed. I thought the acting was horrible. Okay, what was that? Josh Brolin?
Mm-hmm.
That's his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was a horrible actor. I thought Ryan Gosling was a horrible actor.
Really? Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, well, in every single movie I've ever seen that guy in, he said, like, 30 words at the most.
Pretty much.
As well as it continues in Gangster Squad. Really? The greatest part about that movie was I love mobster movies, and it was based in, like, old school L.A. You know, we are California peeps, so that was pretty badass. However, Sean Penn fucking killed his part. I feel like the rest of the movie kind of brought him down, but Sean Penn was a fucking badass.
He usually was.
Mickey.
Yeah. He usually always is his badass. Alright, out of 12 beer cans, what would you give it?
Out of the 12 pack.
For Sean Penn alone, I would give it fucking 8.
Wow. It's pretty good.
So is that what you give the movie as an 8 pack?
I would give it 8, yeah.
Alright, Jen Juice, what movie did you see this week? If any.
I haven't seen any movies since the late 80s.
You lying sack of shit. Yeah, you're lying sack of shit.
Liar.
That's just the only ones I can remember.
I put stuff on your hard drive all the time.
Yeah. You're going to have to come back to me because I know I watched something.
I'm buying a hard drive this week.
You make my software and the hardware.
Exactly.
I watched a stupid movie. I give it a whole 3-pack.
Wow. What movie was that?
Prometheus.
That was a horrible movie, wasn't it?
I hated it. I had to watch it fucking from, like, start it from where I fell asleep 3 fucking times to get through that movie.
Are you serious?
Yep. Fell asleep 3 times.
Wow.
Prometheus, huh?
Well, you're known to fall asleep pretty early. Was it a late night movie?
Did you think it was, like, close to Aliens?
No, I thought it was stupid. The whole concept was fucking stupid.
Was it like a District 9 movie?
Yeah,
kind
of. Similar.
The dumbest movie I've ever seen.
I give District 9 like 7 cans. Like, I've watched
compared to that shit, yeah.
I couldn't even finish District 9. I watched about 30 minutes of it and I had to quit.
District 9 was fucking horrible, dude.
You know what? I listened a couple weeks ago when you guys gave End of Watch a fucking high rating.
I like
it. I was all about that movie.
That was all about puke right there.
I was blown away right there. You guys gave that movie a high rating.
That was all puke.
I thought that was a horrible movie. I thought it was super sad at the end. Super sad. Especially because that guy was a fucking dick to everybody.
I just feel like that's exactly how I would have went.
I mean, if you look at it...
That's why I liked it. Because it interpreted some way... Like, if I was a cop, which would never happen,
But if I was, that would be the kind of cop and partner that I would want.
Yeah, and you would probably have an asshole fucking partner, and
He would be the asshole.
Cover up the fucking your asshole partner.
Yeah,
I think I would be the guy taking my gun belt off and be like, "Hey, we're throwing down. If you beat me up, I won't take you to jail."
Exactly. It's pretty badass.
That was fucking pretty badass. Yeah, I did like that part.
And he earned that dude's respect.
I didn't like the filming of the movie.
I didn't like it
really
either.
It made me fucking dizzy, dude. I felt like I was watching Blair Witch.
But you had
and I said
to.
This a couple
how
of
else
times.
Could you have filmed that movie?
That's but you can't.
Topic
you can't
we
start off as.
I mean,
as first person though. Shooter. You can't.
That's a video game, anyway.
But you can't. But you can't start off as that and like continue with that. You
what
have
movie
to
did
have
you
it
watch?
One settled. Film like the way you
draw. Oh, is that the rules? That's the fucking movie rules.
So, I'm just saying.
No matter what,
have you seen it?
It rules.
Director sleeper.
No, I'm saying if you would have seen it, but you haven't seen it, you would agree with me. Like you can't change the way it was filmed. Like
you know what I would say? I wouldn't give a fuck. The movie was good. It was good.
It was good.
Bad, it was
but that's not the
so
point.
So shut up. Don't matter how it was filmed. They filmed it.
But it throws
reason.
You off.
Because guess what? That motherfucker knows more than you when it comes to movies, because he fucking...
obviously he does,
what
but...
What movie did you watch this weekend?
The movie I watch is,
The Notebook.
I watch it every weekend.
27 times.
I watched, Promised Land.
Oh.
28 times.
Promised
good?
Land, Promised
it was good. It was actually pretty,
Bernie Camp.
Is that
too click?
Is that that movie with Matt Damon?
Yeah, it was.
Matt Damon.
I would give it about an 8. It was pretty good.
What?
Like,
an 8?
Out of 12? Yeah, it's pretty good. Like, it was entertaining. Matt Damon's always a great actor, I think.
Look, I have to ask this, though. Is it like another Aaron Brockovich just fucking 10 years later?
No, it wasn't. It was more like you wanted to root for the bad guy. Really, you did.
I always root for the bad guy.
So do I. But
me too.
But this movie made you root for the bad guy. Like, it really did. Like,
I'm
it made you.
Man. No one makes me do anything.
Do whatever the fuck I want.
When you watch
I do what I want.
When you watch a movie, it makes you root for the bad guy, so it kind of throws you off, like, because you're rooting for the bad guy. Obviously, the good guy wins, but you're rooting for the bad guy the whole time.
So it's worth watching, so you're telling me.
Yeah.
So I should have you download it for me tonight.
I will.
Is it worth paying to watch?
Paying to watch, that's...
You gave it an 8.
That's, oh, yeah. That should be a whole other scale.
That's a rent.
No,
8's
no.
A rent.
8's a rent?
Hey,
eight?
we gave and a watch, what? 8.
What,
right?
Are we talking? Wait, are we talking old school Blockbuster or fucking
Redbox?
Redbox.
It's a rent.
Redbox is what's up right now. You can't go old school Blockbuster because we don't have time machines. So
yeah.
Redbox is what right. You got.
Hey, I just want to throw something in. This is Junie Juice. Hawaii still has Blockbusters.
Oh,
do they really?
Yes. Wow.
That's because
for another year.
The movies that's because they are 2 hours behind. when they catch up to
when
us.
When they catch up.
Which Pete, did you watch any movies at all?
Yes, I did.
What'd you watch?
Okay, I watched The Office.
That's not a movie.
Office Space. The Office Space.
Oh,
you guys are my favorite.
Yeah. Office Space is obviously the classic.
Yeah, that's
I say buy it.
Of course.
Or download it.
I watched a movie.
Yeah.
It's called Frankenweenie.
I watched Frankenweenie.
Frankenweenie's pretty good. It's Tim Burton,
like
though.
It.
It's Tim Burton, you know? I wouldn't buy it.
There's a bunch of scary looking little kids running around in that movie.
Exactly. It's Tim Burton, so it's...
Put
if you
your
like Tim Burton,
hand
it.
Down issues. This is not a classroom.
I just realized I'm the only one here that doesn't have kids.
In your face.
In my face.
You are.
Or in all our faces.
Wait, you have kids that you don't know about?
Yeah,
right?
No, I took care of that back in high school.
Nah, you can't have kids when all you do is bone guys.
Well, since we outnumber you in your face,
you'll know you have kids when you have to sign the papers to adopt.
Yeah. All right, Pew. What movie did you watch?
I saw Prometheus is the one I watched. I'm trying to think. I did watch another one.
How'd you like Prometheus? I
hated
it. You
hated it.
Hated it.
Three
cans. Why?
Because I couldn't stay awake for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give you that. Okay, I haven't seen it.
We did watch Argo.
Did you watch Argo?
We all watched
Argo. Yes.
What'd you guys think of it? We'll go one at a time. One at a time. One at a time. Puke. What'd you think of Argo?
You know, Argo, that whole based in the '80s bullshit, it just couldn't catch my interest. It didn't catch me from the beginning, and it didn't hold my interest throughout the movie. So I just, to me, Argo, it's worth watching if you got the time to watch it. But I'm only gonna give it a 6.
Really? Yes. A 6. You know that was like. I don't want to throw you off your rating, but...
That's okay. I know it's a bit highly ranked award movie.
Exactly.
It just didn't do it for me.
It's a 6 to an easy P.
You know, you gave Diego Unchained a higher rating than...
No, I think he gave it a 6 as well.
Django.
I think I gave Django a 7. Django. I think
Sorry.
I gave Django a 7.
We didn't watch
you said
Diego.
Diego.
We didn't watch Diego on
that's because he's Mexican.
That's why I said that. He but gave it a higher rating.
That's what you've been doing all day.
Django was more entertaining to me.
Wow.
I'll agree with him.
All right, go ahead. Argo,
not enough action for me, man. It was cool, like the storyline.
And the end was cool, getting him out. They finally got out.
Stupid. Like no action, bro.
Out of 12 cans.
Where was the action? Out of 12 cans? 3.
Oh, he said 3,
wow.
2.
Wow.
3. I said 6.
Fuck your Golden Globe.
3.
Because 3 is not even worth watching. Prometheus, don't watch it. That's a 3.
I don't even have any interest in even watching Argo. I've never seen
it.
Whiskey Pete.
All right, Whiskey Pete. I actually watched another movie I forgot to mention. It was Zero Dark 30.
Say Argo first, but.
Well, yeah.
If you saw Zero Dark 30, please tell.
Yeah, Zero Dark 30.
Well, finish Argo first.
Well,
Argo.
No, I'm going to go with Zero Dark 30 first. Oh. Zero Dark 30 was your Argo to me, was... It was like you said, very, very boring up until the point where they, you know, they actually did what they had to do. You know, but when it came down to the prologue of the movie before everything went down, you know, all it was about, it was pretty much about this one chick who was finding Obama and where
Osama.
He was.
Osama. Not Obama.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Hey, I called it last week. Obama, white.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So
and
again,
Michael has always said fucking there's a similarity between Osama and Obama.
Anyway, you know the whole movie's about her and how she came up and how she found Osama and it was pretty boring up until the point where shit went down, then, like, you know. So, I'm going to give it 2 ratings. When it comes down to before the invasion of Osama, it was a 1 beer count. When it comes down to, and that's only because they made the movie. When it comes down to the, when they found Osama and they actually invaded him, I'm going to go and give that part of the movie an 8. Now, when it comes down to Argo is similar. Similar in the point where most of the movie starts off action right off the bat, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a big part in the movie which is kind of drug on, like people say, where they're talking about getting people out, right? And then obviously the ending is a big hurrah. The big hurrah where they get them out, right? So the ending's a big deal. Now the difference between those two movies to me is, for myself, Whiskey P, is Argo kept me interested in the movie. I was interested the whole movie, and I liked Argo just because there's, you know, I don't know if it was fucking what's his name, but fucking
Ben Affleck. Yeah.
But he did have a little bit of more entertainment than he did in Zero Dark 30. Throughout the movie, where there was always a little bit of suspense, where are these guys gonna get killed?
Yeah.
Hey, you two, shut your mouth. Are these guys gonna get killed? Are they gonna get shut your mouth? When are these guys gonna get killed during the movie? You guys are not shutting your mouth. You guys are still talking. Are these people gonna get killed during the movie?
Yeah.
That aspect, and you guys are still not talking. You guys are sucking each other's dicks right now, and it's horrible. So, I give that movie 10 out of 12.
That's pretty good.
Yes, it kept me interested the whole time.
That's a buy right there.
What did you give 10 out as well?
Well, if you weren't fucking sucking each other's dickheads right now, you would understand what's going on.
Hey, Whiskey P, you do realize that's a buy, right?
Oh, it's a buy.
That's really?
Wow. Really, that's a buy for me.
I'm not going to lie. We watched it at my house. This is Puke talking again. And Whiskey Pete was stuck on the couch the whole fucking time that movie was on.
That movie was awesome.
I knew he liked it. Right, I knew he liked it.
Argo was good. Like, wow. Really good.
I agree.
The whole time, you didn't know if they were going to die or not.
Listen, I agree with you right there. I think Ben Affleck, the way he directed that shit, like, you, it kept you on your seat the whole time.
Yeah, the
edge
whole
of your seat.
Movie, you, they could have died that
exactly,
whole time.
Exactly, yeah. You didn't know what was the outcome.
But they didn't. If they died, I probably would have given it an 8.
Spoiler alert right there, but yeah.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying, yeah. And then as opposed to...
You like apples?
Zero Dark Thirty,
you like damn apples?
Because I did watch that movie. That I watched that movie this week.
Good Lord,
the reason why I compared them to is because they do. They're both build-up movies to the end, right?
They really are, yeah.
So, difference between the two is Zero Dark Thirty was very not entertaining until shut up! I'm about to kick you out.
Okay. We have to re-record this.
Okay, so it was very boring until the actual happened. Okay, and then as opposed to Argo, there was always a little bit of fucking like what could happen.
Yeah.
During the whole movie.
Expense, like yeah, suspense. Yeah, yeah. Suspense was Ben Affleck really captured that. I really think he did. Zero Dark Thirty.
Best buddy was Phantoms.
Zero Dark Thirty. You're right. Like it didn't leave me interested in the characters at all. Like I didn't feel for anything of the characters. Like especially the main character, I didn't feel anything for her. Like she didn't really.
She was a CIA agent.
Yeah, she really didn't make me interested in her.
Was she
like,
sexy?
Now Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go and get my beer can ring because I know we're not reviewing that movie. I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give that one a 4.
Zero Dark Thirty.
I actually wanted to see that movie, but now
I really wanted to see it. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
All right.
Well, now the very end, where everything went down. Now, that's 2 movies. If I was gonna give 2 movies, like the whole movie as a general is a 4. Now, just the end is a fucking 10 or 11.
Yep. Oh, so that's something to stick around for. Then.
Just the end,
though.
So the whole movie, as a general, though, goes all the way down to a 4. So that gives you.
But does it keep your attention? Well, are you talking about?
No,
you're talking about Zero Dark Thirty, or just
Zero Dark Thirty
overall.
The whole okay. If I was gonna give it 2 reviews, 2 reviews. The first part, 1 beer can. The second part, I'll go with 10 or 11.
Yeah, that's
but
a, that's
as
a
whole. Because of how long and how boring the first part is.
Yeah, I hate distraught,
4.
Fucking brought out movies. But, yeah, I mean, if you get like a 10 or an 11, all right, that's something to wait around for. That's something to wait around for.
I give Jago a 10.
All right, so we give, what about Argo?
I just gave that rating.
Yeah, you gave it
a
10.
Where were you at?
You gave it a 10?
10.
Look, I have to say something. Okay, because, me and Whiskey P, we're in the same particular industry, you know, so to speak. He's
the gay industry?
Way higher than
that. I'm in that industry too.
Okay, but
it's called construction.
Me and a particular coworker, we play like Slugbug and all this other type of shit to fucking pass the time.
Slugbug.
Okay, we're always on the road. So, therefore, you have to keep your attention, stay awake, and everything like that. Do you fucking count? When you say Slugbug, we all know Slugbug. We're fucking grown ass adults. Do you count the new slug bugs? Do you count buses? And what else do you count?
A bus is worth 2.
It's not slug Volkswagen, it's called the slug bug.
Thank you! So you count the new ones then? Right?
It's a bug. No.
Thank you.
It's a Volkswagen Beetle.
It's a Beetle.
I'll agree
slug
with.
Slug bug.
I'll
Beetle.
Agree with.
How do we get
I'll
on this?
I don't know. I'll agree
I
with
you. I just brought it on right now.
Hey.